the cool things we can do, we can do, we can do. We love the cool things we can do on our computer.
When you need to talk technology, no one gets you more gigs in your hard drive than Adam. It's time for Adam the Computer Guy with Adam Lepp.
Did someone say Adam Lepp? Yes, that's I. Live on Facebook video and also live here on the air in slightly rainy but quite mild. Upper 50s outside. Gotta love it for January 12th. Yeah. The Adam the Computer Guy radio show starring I, Adam Lepp, the Computer Guy, your friendly neighborhood IT person. Good morning and thank you so much for stopping in today. Greatly appreciated. Rumor has it that a frequent guest on the show will be telephoning in fairly shortly to discuss a plethora of fun topics. But there's time to chime in. Hey, pick up the phone, your cell phone, rotary dial phone, or VoIP or other device at 740-383-9944. Would love to hear from you. Adam Lepp here, talking top technology topics every Tuesday and Thursday, right after the 9 a.m. features here on Marion's Talking Place, and broadcasting around the world by my Facebook video and, of course, the internet, WWGH1071.com. Like to wish a happy anniversary. Happy anniversary to what, you might ask? Well, to the iPhone. Can you believe it? 10 years ago, the late Steve Jobs, one of the founders of Apple, introduced it 10 years ago. And we'll discuss more about that probably a little bit later in the show. I don't want to keep my caller waiting. We'll discuss the iPhone anniversary because on the phone is our frequent guest from North Columbus, the capital city, Mr. Harry Y. Jr., a maven of social media, a fellow Reds and Bengals fan, or Rens and Bengals Rens and Bengals sympathizer, because they deserve a little bit of sympathy, and a man of many insights and interesting wisecracks. How are you today, Mr. Harry?
Yeah, Adam, how are you doing? What's the matter? You aren't able to pronounce my last name now? You can let people know it's Harry Yeprem Jr.
Yep, Rem. I can being, Yeprem. Yes.
Being of Armenian descent.
Exactly.
You go right ahead, sir. Well, I was going to say, and most importantly, I'd like to also say, happily pleased to announce, contributing to the WWGH machine by running the Twitter feed and blogging now. So, in a very, very small way, I'd like to say that I am connected to the WWGH 107.1 FM community.
Harry, you are the top Twitter that we find to be the tops, and we appreciate it very, very much. I mentioned earlier that there's an anniversary of the iPhone. Want to mention one thing, too, about technology. A friend of mine, Melvin, who lives in southwestern Ohio, really, really cool, interesting dude. He's watching on video. Thank you, Melvin, for watching.
Awesome.
Unfortunately, you can't hear my caller on the live video. I'm going to try to finagle it so you can. That is in my plans to do, as I'm kind of the IT manager here at the station, or IT guru or helper, or someone who pretends to have more than half a brain. But anyway, Melvin, if you go to our website, WWGH1071.com, you can hear the whole show and hear Harry. Or if you have TuneIn, and this, of course, applies to all of our listeners, just download the TuneIn app. It's available for the iPhone and the Android and other gadgetry. And just search for WWGH in Marion, and make it a favorite, and go ahead and click the triangle thingy, and you can listen online. And you can watch me on Facebook video wearing my hoodie because it's actually 52 degrees inside the studio and 58 degrees outside. How's that for a change of temperature? We've been having some HVAC problems here, but that's how we roll. That's just like Rhoda said on her show, I preserve better in the cold. Harry,
also, if I could, plugging WWGH1071.com, let everyone know that there is a blog section, and right now you can see the blog that is in tribute to the TV legend Bob Barker, and it also contains an interview that your own very own Scott Spears had with Mr. Barker.
You talk about coming on down. He wasn't in the studio, but he did come to his phone and talk to Scott Spears live on the air. No new cars were given away because, as I say, as people on radio announcer salaries, I can barely afford a Matchbox car, let alone a new car. But that's okay. I did drive my Chevrolet to the studio with the windshield wipers functioning, and in the parking lot, I parked, and in the studio I went, turned on my live video to do the Adam the Computer Guy radio show, a one-of-a-kind radio program here in Mid and Central Ohio. We certainly appreciate everybody's listenership and Harry's social media contributionship and other things that he does for the station. I was mentioning before you called, Harry, oh, welcome, Tyler. You know, he's a native, I believe, of Bucyrus, which is in our listening area, and I believe he lives in Wapakoneta with his fiance. And thank you very much, Tyler, for watching and listening. It's much, much appreciated. We talk top technology topics here between about 12 after 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. every Tuesday and Thursday, and I greatly appreciate your being one of my listeners. Gracias, and thank you in every possible language that I can think of. Anyway, Harry, before you called, I was wishing a happy anniversary to the iPhone. 10 years ago, the late Steve Jobs, one of the creators of Apple, debuted the iPhone. Any thoughts about that? Did you want to wish the iPhone a happy anniversary?
Happy anniversary to the iPhone. I do not have an iPhone, but I realize Apple's contribution to our society. So happy anniversary to the iPhone. And also, on a related note, today is the birthday of two very important people, one being in the very business that you're in right now, Mr. Lepp. And that is one Howard Stern. He is 63 years old today. And Tim Horton of Tim Horton's Donut fame is 87, though unfortunately Mr. Horton passed away many, many years ago. But happy birthday to both gentlemen today.
Well, that's pretty cool. I didn't even know there was a Tim Horton. I mean, there.
Yes, he actually was a hockey player.
There was
an
Bob
NHL
Bob
hockey
Evans.
Player before. Yeah. He began his venture into the donut and coffee business.
Of course, the Columbus Blue Jackets, they were the hottest hockey team since the Penguins and their dynasty, which pretty much still continues. But they've had some issues of late, haven't they, Harry? I know you've been posting about
they've
that.
Fallen on hard times. They've lost 3 of 4. But you know, when you win 16 in a row and then you hit a blip of losing 3 out of 4, it looks probably worse than it really is. They've had some issues lately. In the goaltending position, their main goaltender, Sergei Bobrovsky, he was sick during the last game, so he did not play. They called up a kid from Cleveland, who's actually a pretty talented prospect than Anton Forsberg. They'll be all right. They are still the best team in the NHL as we speak. And I just look at this as a minor blip as far as the Blue Jackets. They'll be fine.
Harry, I guess it's because we're both Reds and Bengals fans, but this show and my video has become quite popular in southwestern Ohio. I'd like to wish Andrew a happy 20th birthday. All right. I remember when I turned 20. I think that Abraham Lincoln was president. Andrew, thank you for watching. Welcome to call the show sometime. We only have one phone line available, but you can leave me a message on my Facebook, and I will be happy to relay your comment and question or comment or wisecrack or other participatory material. Happy 20th birthday. Melvin, thank you very much, not only for watching my video, but for listening online. Now, there is a real fan of the Adam the Computer Guy.
There you go.
We'll have Melvin
on. A mega fan.
Have him on the phone sometime. Melvin's a guy with a lot of good insights, and I'd love to talk to him live on the air. Also want to thank a fellow Reds fan, Greg. He's in the landscaping business in northern Columbus area, northern Columbus Lewis Center area. Thank you for watching. And
well, it sounds like you have quite a few Reds fans listening, and in that vein, let's let everyone know that the Cincinnati Reds Winter Caravan will be kicking off in less than 2 weeks. In fact, it kicks off from the Reds Hall of Fame right outside the ballpark the evening of Wednesday the 25th. They'll do a live show beginning at 6 p.m. And then the following morning, they'll get on the buses and venture out throughout Red's country. And in fact, there will be a stop at the Polaris Fashion Place that following day, which would be Thursday the 26th from 7 to 9 p.m. I believe Marty Brenneman will be on hand, the legend himself, Red's mascot Gapper, and then assorted players and front office personnel will be there as well. So Red's country should be excited that the caravan is on its way.
And I believe that next year I'm going to find someone in the Red's media department and see if we can get them to stop at the Marion.
Jamie Ramsey would be a perfect place to start if you could.
Yep, Marion Center Hall.
With them.
I'd love to have Marty on my show, sitting right across from me at the Red microphone. You talk about some dulcet tones. And then I can tell Marty, I'm going to use your favorite word, emanating, because I really like that word. It's kind of a scientific word, and we're emanating right here from this just south of downtown historic Marion, near President Harding's tomb, at a station named after Warren G. Harding, WGH, of course. Those are his initials, and I wanted to tell Marty what an inspiration he's been to me in my broadcasting career.
Well, if you can't get Marty, I would say that Jamie would not be a bad substitute. He does some on-air work, and he is the director or assistant director. I don't know what his exact title is, of media relations, and he would be a great guest.
I would certainly agree, and we always enjoy people with fine radio presence and vocal.
And he's very fluid in social media, too, so he would fit right in.
I think he would be perfect for the station, Harry. I fully agree. So let's talk a bit about the Twitter, and you've done a really, really good job. My goal, as you probably have heard me talk about, not really too much on the show. You know, I toot my own horn enough beep, beep, with the website, so I'm not going to toot my own horn here, but I was recently elevated to one of the station managers along with Terry.
Congrats.
Scott and Sean. Yes, thank you very much, sir. It's a great responsibility, and it's fun. You know, radio is addicting, but in a very good way. It's very cool, and I think, and I guess it's 2017. It's hard to believe it's 2017, but that's beside the point. Anyway, in 2017, of course, we have the old-fashioned method of watching and listening. We have Facebook video, but we have social media, which I believe can help radio out immensely. Our station signal is available 10 to 15 mile radius of Marion, and by the magic and power of the internet, you can listen anywhere in the world. So we are an internet station. We're a local station. We have a presence on Facebook and Twitter. Some of our personnel, like myself, are somewhat big users of LinkedIn. And Scott also, if you go to @ScottSpearsOhio on Twitter, you can see him talk about all the famous people that he interviews and other things that he does here at the station. For example, the legendary Dick Gregory, comedian, author, former presidential candidate, and all-around interesting dude. He'll be on with Scott later today. So many ways, Harry, that we interact with our listeners and our fans on social media and the old-fashioned way. What are your predictions, Harry, for what you think that our new presence on Twitter that you're doing such a good job on? How will that help to grow the
Well, I appreciate you giving me the praise there, and thanks for allowing me to do that. I don't know, really. I mean, I will be honest right now. We only have 64 followers, and that's a little disappointing. And the interaction, other than a couple of poll questions, has been slight, but hopefully it will take hold, and by doing some hashtags and interacting with others, maybe we can increase that followership and increase WWGH's presence on Twitter, and in turn, the ultimate goal, of course, is to get listeners, and hopefully that will help in that case. And you mentioned as far as the range of the station, 10 to 15 miles, but being on the internet, WWGH is a worldwide station, and hopefully we can attract listeners from near and far.
And especially when you talk about computers, I talk about topics that are regional. I mentioned on my show Tuesday an unfortunate statistic. Not sure if you heard that, Harry. We have on the air, anyway, Harry Yeprum Jr., a resident of North Columbus, a social media guru, a person who works for an important nonprofit organization that helps out the less fortunate in Columbus.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later, by the way.
Also, and he calls, and he's even in the studio from time to time. And of course, we talk on Facebook and a few other things. I saw you post on your personal Facebook, Harry, that one of your neighbors does not seem to believe that the election is over. Now, might this person be reading too much and looking at the controversy as we get ready in about 7.5 days to change the resident of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? Or maybe this person just doesn't like to remove signs, or perhaps there's some other reason. Did you have any, I mean, you would know your neighbors better than I do. Any reason you think why this person hasn't removed his or her sign?
Well, the person is actually in my neighborhood. I was out on a morning walk, so they're not right next door to me. But this person still has a Clinton Kane sign out. And I'm not sure. I don't know if maybe the person's just too lazy to remove the sign, or if the person's doing it as some sort of protest regarding the upcoming administration. And we can touch on that later as far as Trump, because yesterday's news conference fit right in the mold of Mr. Trump and the circus, I think, that we're going to see for 4 years. But I don't know. I don't know where the person just... it's too lazy to take the sign down, is incapable of taking the sign down. But yes, someone in my neighborhood still has a Clinton Kane sign, election sign, promoting that team. So I don't know what's going on, but hopefully at some point they'll realize the election is over and a president has been elected.
And speaking of neighborhood, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, a show that I watched almost every day as a young Adam a long time ago. Of course, it's still available via the internet and in reruns, etc. It's a legendary show, and one of the people on the show, the delivery man, Mr. McFeely, he has been on the studio. He's been on the air via the phone multiple times. And Harry, as you may notice, on the homepage of our website, Mr. McFeely is posing with Harry, Scott, and Sean. And right below that, it is yours truly, and Scott, and Mr. Dick Gregory. And that's when Dick was in Columbus, appearing at the Fuddy Bone. We hung out with him for a couple hours in Easton, and it was pretty cool. He's certainly a man with a lot of wisecracks and opinions. Very sharp, yes. Very sharp dude.
And right below that, the WWGH 107.1 FM blog post. So there you go. It's synergy at its finest.
We certainly have a website that serves many purposes. I want to thank Tony for his question that he posed on our Facebook. As I mentioned, I will answer to the best of my ability. And Harry, I'm going to have you help me answer this question. Any questions that are posed on our Facebook from listeners? Tony said, I pay for 3.5 megabit per second internet service. Several times per day, my service slows to a crawl or even goes offline for 2 to 4 minutes. During this time, my router is getting hit with what the router logs call a DDoS attack. Not sure if they're actually DDoS attacks or not. And yes, Tony, the DDoS may not be what the logs think it is, but it sounds like it's really an issue with your provider. And a couple things that you can do. You could probably call, and I don't know what your provider is, but you can probably call them and ask if they can go ahead and just give you a new IP address. That can probably be done. I see you're living in Massachusetts, but you're a native of Marion, so we welcome people that were former Marion residents. Greatly appreciated. You can try power cycling the router. Just unplug it, plug it back in about 5 minutes later, and let it resync. Another option, too, if this is available with your provider, is go ahead and buy your own modem. You'll save about $8 a month off the rental if you're not already doing that. And it's probably going to be of higher quality, and that might solve the problem. But I would suggest that you go ahead and contact your ISP and see if there's a known issue, because they're not probably going to publicize that because it's kind of embarrassing, and see if their security people are working for a solution to make sure that their signal is optimized. Any thoughts, Harry? Have you had that problem at all where your internet has suddenly slowed down for a mysterious reason?
I'm amazed at your response. As always, I bow to you when it comes to technology topics. I have no clue what you just said. Well, I have a little bit. But as far as my service, I do notice spotty service. And let me ask you a question. What is the typical life of a modem?
It kind of depends, and of course, I guess, is it modi or moda? What's the plural of modem? I
have no idea.
I always say moda, But one of my former employees used to say modi, but whatever the plural of modem or modems is, I would say that since there aren't really any moving parts, as long as you have a UPS, an uninterruptible power supply, which conditions the power and allows it not to fluctuate like AC power will, it's likely to last longer because the electronics inside are somewhat delicate, even though there are no moving parts to wear out. I mean, like on a hard drive or of course, on your car. I honestly would say a modem should last 5 years. I've had the one at my house probably 5 years, and it works fine. Of course, I treat it with TLC, and I make sure that it has a UPS. But 5 years is reasonable. I mean, they cost about $99. So you certainly...
The reason I ask is because my service, all of my services, internet, cable, and is all directly tied to one modem now, to one box. Through my cable provider, so that's the reason for the question, because I have noticed lately my cable service has been a little glitchy, so.
As I recall,
just curious.
You have WOW, don't you, which is what I have.
I do have WOW cable, and I don't know if this is the proper form to speak of a particular provider, but yes, I do have WOW cable.
No, I think we can go ahead and critique our providers.
Oh, can we? I don't know if you want to open up this box of worms, but or can of worms, but as far as WOW cable, WOW internet cable, if you had asked me 5, 6, 7 years ago my opinion of WOW cable, or if you wanted a Facebook rating, it would have been 5 stars. I would have had a glowing opinion of the service and how they handle problems with the service. If you were to ask me now my opinion of WOW Cable, and this is where I kind of hesitate, but if you want an honest opinion, it would probably be 1.5 to 2 stars. Things have really went downhill with a company that I used to really, really admire and respect.
So you feel that WOW has not wowed you of late?
No, not at all. And I am thinking about checking into other providers. Unfortunately, when I see reports about DirecTV and the service that people get when the weather even takes a slight turn for the worse, I am a little concerned about that. I know many people and businesses that lose their service regarding DirecTV when just a small rain shower seems to pass over the Central Ohio area.
I want to thank Tony again for his question that he posted on Facebook. He did thank me for answering the question. Appreciate it, Tony. Please continue to listen and tell all your friends and relatives and business associates, employers and employees there in Massachusetts about the show. And again, if you're a Dick Gregory fan, it's kind of hard not to be. He'll be on with Scott later this afternoon talking about pretty much anything. There is a man with a plethora of opinions. So,
what is the time frame for Mr. Spears' show today? Is it 12 to 2, 12:10 to 2 p.m.?
Yeah, approximately 10, 12 minutes after 12 until 2 p.m. Scott will be on, and with the usual outstanding commentary, he always manages to sneak in some talk about politics. It's, of course, kind of hard not to with reading the headlines out there. But again, special guests, Eleanor Clift, outstanding commentator. She was on yesterday, and as he said, we give equal time. Eleanor Clift, a little bit to the left, I would say moderately liberal, but more conservative, Barry Farber. He was also on. So we give equal time. We like to discuss, and Harry, talk radio is an open forum. We are more than free, more than welcome to discuss our opinions of internet providers. It doesn't have to be a good opinion. I have WOW myself, and although the good outweighs the bad, and I'm prone to say that sometimes deciding which ISP to use is like deciding which candidate to vote for. You pick for the one you can stomach the most. But
yeah.
WOW has, I would say, dropped a bit in their customer service. They have outsourced some of their call centers. And
yes, unfortunately.
You may recall I had a similar conversation with your lovely wife, Beth, yesterday. and I mentioned that she works at a call center, which is in Ohio, in Columbus. And she services people from all over the world. That's why she goes to work at 4 o'clock in the morning, because it's mid-morning there in Western Europe. But anyway, I don't like talking to someone who's not in the United States when I call a customer service line. And one thing and this actually came up in one of my service calls with one of my longtime clients. We went ahead and bought a PowerSpec computer. replaced in HP because we had multiple problems with it. You call HP. I'm not even sure where the people you talk to are from because their English is terrible. But you call Micro Center for support. Micro Center, as you probably know, is based in Columbus. You get their call center in Hilliard, Ohio. And not only does are they U.S.-based? I mean, I can't fault a company if they're in California, but Micro Center is based right here in central Ohio. And you talk to someone just a few miles away if you're in mid or central Ohio. And that's really cool. And that's a big selling point. I like talking to someone who I feel is my neighbor, or at least regionally I have a connection with. And, wow, their customer service, I would still say it's better than some of the other companies, like the one starting with A or the one starting with, well, it's now C. It used to be T. But anyway, it still isn't as great as it used to be. Of course, as a computer tech, I don't need to call them too often as I tell any place that I call for support. I'm usually the doctor, not the patient. But even doctors have to get doctoring assistance sometimes. And that's how it is with me as a tech person. On the phone is Harry Yeprum Jr. We'll talk about his day job at the important nonprofit organization shortly, but he is a guru of social media, a fellow sports enthusiast, and radio geek of sorts. He calls often, and we talk stuff, and I appreciate Harry calling today. Is it wet there in the capital city and warm?
It is wet. It's a little bit windy, but it is warm, and I appreciate that, and I will take wet and windy and warm over snowy and cold and icy any day, though it sounds like we have an ice storm possibility this Saturday. Thankfully, it is on a Saturday and won't affect any type of rush hour traffic as far as in and out of downtown Columbus. I guess the potential for an ice storm is brewing for Saturday, unfortunately.
So,
but I'll take this weather we have right now anytime.
So you don't play street hockey then in the ice, I presume, Harry?
No. I try to stay indoors when we have ice and or snowstorms and limit my travel outside as much as possible. So I'm glad it's sitting on a Saturday, and I don't have to worry about going into work if the roads are going to be icing over.
I can fully understand that. I want to thank Shane from the Capital City for watching my video and all of my watchers today. I am live on Facebook video, both via our Facebook page, and that was a suggestion by Harry, and I appreciate that. And, of course, on my own Facebook page, watch me on video. Listen to me live on the air if you're 10 to 15 miles from the studio. Or listen to me via TuneIn by searching for WWGH in Marion. Or last but not least, beep beep, the website that I toot my own horn about sometimes, WWGH1071.com. We want to talk a little politics. It's kind of hard to avoid that.
I definitely want to get into the current
situation. I'm sure you have a few opinions, as you're a man with much insight. So let's go ahead and hear what you have to say. I'll go ahead and hand the microphone over to you, my friend.
Well, I'd like to speak to what we saw yesterday. And I think we're going to see 4 years of what I would call a dog and pony show. But those who know the man, speaking of which, Donald J. Trump, are probably not too disturbed or dismayed by what they saw yesterday. It's pretty much going to be par for the course. But we are going to see 4 years unlike any we have probably seen in recent history, with a president who not only will toot his own horn and do so from not only the bully pulpit behind his own podium, but also on Twitter. But what we saw yesterday with the calling out of CNN and telling the reporter, no, I will not answer a question because you report fake news, and then also the little dog and pony show regarding his business interests and the lawyer he trotted out there to bore us all to death so we went and asked questions, it's amazing. It's going to be entertaining. I don't know how good it is going to be for our country, but it will be an entertaining 4 years.
I would certainly say that. And as I've told people, no mention of my age, but Harry, you and I are about the same age. And you and I both saw President Reagan hand over the White House to Mr. Carter. And I felt the other way around. Mr. Carter handed over to Mr. Reagan. I apologize. Anyway, those are two very different presidents. And I would think in our lifetime, let me know if you agree, that was the biggest handover of the White House in our lifetime. Do you think this, I mean, as I've told people, I think this is going to be 10 times more of a difference than,
definitely,
than Carter versus Reagan.
You can't have any type of polar opposite than what we're going to see on January 20th as far as outgoing and incoming administrations. It's going to be amazing. It's just going to be, it's going to make your head spin like the woman from The Exorcist. It's just amazing, the compare and contrast between the two administrations. And what we saw yesterday is going to be quite an example. You're going to go from a gentleman who, whether you hate or love his politics, you have to admit he's very smooth, very suave, a very quote-unquote cool individual, to a person who's going to be more aggressive, more of a bully, and someone who will be unafraid to point people out as his enemies, even if they're sitting in the seats directly across from him.
I would certainly not beg to differ with that. One thing that came up, and we've discussed this before, Harry, I'm sure you remember back 8 years ago when Mr. Obama took office, that they sort of confiscated his BlackBerry. And for those listening who are younger than us, BlackBerry at one time and 8 years ago was the leading smartphone. We talked about the 10-year anniversary of the iPhone. So the iPhone was 2 years old when Obama took office in January of, I guess it was 2009, and he had a BlackBerry like a lot of your business people and important people did. Of course, I wasn't very important, so I had, I believe, a Windows mobile phone. Anyway, they sort of pretty much kind of like confiscated his BlackBerry. Do you think that Donald's Twitter account will be confiscated or changed in some fashion? That's a big question I have, and I'm really curious. Not only is it going to happen, how it will happen, and what's he going to do when it does happen, if it does happen?
So you think it actually is going to happen?
Well, you remember I want to thank my and this person is kind of in the radio business. He's one of the leading karaoke people in Central Ohio. Normally, he's a night owl. I'm surprised he's up at 9:45 a.m. But Mark McCoy, owner of KJMark.com. Yeah, that's a website hosted by yours truly, by the way. Beep, beep. That's okay. We'll toot our own horn again. And futuristic karaoke. He's been a DJ and karaoke guy since he was in high school. Mark, thank you for watching, and thank you for your greeting. I greatly appreciate it. We're not afraid to thank our listeners and watchers, because you guys and you gals rock with a capital R. Anyway, Harry, you remember when Mr. Obama's BlackBerry was pretty much sort of like confiscated.
Right.
I would think that Twitter, again, we're talking 8 years down the road when everybody's on social media, I would think that that is a bigger force than Mr. Obama's BlackBerry.
I don't think he gives up his Twitter account, though. I don't think he does. I think he keeps it because he will take a look at how many followers he has, and I think he'll decide that his reach is too important and that he will not relinquish it. Now, I don't know what that's going to cause from a legal standpoint, but I can see him fighting that tooth and nail, that he will not give that up.
Now, Mr. Obama, when he gave up his BlackBerry, it was pretty basic. Of course, again, we discussed the temperament of these gentlemen is different, to put it mildly. If Donald says, you're not taking my Twitter, then what happens? I mean, the president doesn't have complete power, doesn't have power over everything. And there are certain, especially it's basically a security measure and a privacy measure, certain things that he or she would have to do. What do you think would happen? Again, we're talking about...
That I don't know. That's the great unknown. But I have a hard time believing that in the matter of a week and a half that he relinquishes that Twitter account. Now, can he put it in a family trust? I don't know. Now, of course, I'm joking on that regard. But I don't know what happens. I just can't see him relinquishing that and giving that up, because it has such power. And I do know that the potential is there that someone could hack his account, and with the simplicity of one tweet changed the course of the stock market or the world itself. I get that. But I just don't see the man being the egomaniac that he is. And I think whether you agree with him or disagree with him, I think we can all agree he is an egomaniac. I can't see him giving that up.
He's a bit of a fan of the Donald. We'll put it that way. I want to
wish Donald loves the Donald. No denying that.
I want to wish some happy birthdays again. Again, Andrew, number 20 in the Northern Kentucky, Cincinnati area. Thank you so much for watching my video and for your virtual friendship. Hope you have a great 20th birthday. And we mentioned our celebrity guests, and one of the people who is on with Scott from time to time, someone that, Perry, you probably know who this gentleman is, someone who my mom and I used to watch his TV shows all the time, and he is just amazing. The amazing Kreskin. He's 82 today, and again, he's on with Scott periodically. Happy birthday, Kreskin, if you're listening. You are just an awesome dude. Of course, he discussed his election prediction with Scott on the last show and did divulge that he didn't divulge this during the first time he was on to keep the suspense in check, but he did mention that he felt that Donald would become the president, and as is often the case with the amazing Kreskin, he was right.
Well, I hope someday the amazing Kreskin will give me winning lottery numbers. I'm holding out for that.
That would be nice, wouldn't it? Because that'll certainly pay better than a radio announcer's salary. But again, we don't do radio because we get rich. We do it because it's fun with a capital F. So, any more thoughts on the political climate there, Harry? I guess we'll leave the Twitter issue as kind of open because we're not quite sure. But I see this as being a potential thing. And again, with Donald's temperament, who knows? We'll certainly find out.
It's going to be a fun ride. I don't know if it's going to be a prosperous ride. I don't know what it means for our country. But at the very least, I do believe the next 4 years will be entertaining at the very least.
I certainly would not disagree with you. You wanted to talk about sports. We discussed the Blue Jackets. Earlier, we discussed the Cincinnati Reds caravan. Did you want to talk about the Browns, Bengals, and Steelers and other regional NFL teams?
I don't know what to say about the Browns. What is there to say? That is just a rudderless ship that just seems to kind of just drift and drift and drift. And maybe someday there'll be hope, but I don't see anything in the next few years, at least, to give Browns fans any glimmer of hope. But I guess the one big controversy or pseudo-controversy here in Columbus that's kind of simmering underneath the radar is one of the basketball teams. And March Madness is something that is near and dear to my heart. And let me also say, Adam, you might want to keep the morning of March 16th open just in case. Who knows? Somebody may pop up in your studio that morning.
That is the anniversary of your first in-studio appearance, St. Patrick's Day.
And it might be the anniversary of my second in-studio. We shall see. But the controversy is one of Thad Matta. Of course, the Ohio State basketball team doesn't get as much press as the football team. Football drives the engine. But many people are slowly but surely venting or posting or tweeting their unhappiness with Thad Matta and the basketball Buckeyes. I am not one to say that Thad Matta should lose his job, but there are many who believe that Ohio State, as far as a basketball program, should be performing much, much better than they are right now, which is pretty much just an average Big Ten basketball team.
I still miss Randy Ayers and Nancy Darsh. I thought they were great coaches, and I'm kind of holding a grudge since their dismissal. So are you in the running for the coach of the basketball Buckeyes, Harry, or you prefer?
I am not. And that is the question. If you were to get rid of Thad Matta, who is out there to replace him? As they say, the devil you know is better than the devil you might not know. And that's what I'm afraid of. If there's a knee-jerk reaction to get rid of Thad Matta at the end of the season, well, who are they going to bring in to replace him? I think Thad's a good coach, maybe not a great coach right now. There are some issues with his recruiting. But I believe Thad is a solid coach, and he should not be shown the door.
And you've discussed about the minor league basketball team Columbus. And what are your thoughts on that? Of course, in Marion, we had for many years a team that I did many things for IT. I did scoring and helped out the owners and managers with their computer problems. The Marion Blue Racers.
I never made it to a Blue Racers game, and I attempted to a couple of times. It just never worked out. But I believe this is in a similar vein. They are called the Ohio Bootleggers. I don't know why they came up with that name, but that is their name. They play in what's called the Premier Basketball League, which is billed. They bill themselves as the AAA of professional basketball. I'm not so sure what I witnessed Sunday afternoon at Otterbein's Rite Center was AAA basketball. I would equate it more to a sloppy rec league basketball game. There may have been 70 people on hand, attendance-wise at most, but if you want to check them out, it's ohiobootleggers.com. We do have a professional basketball team, apparently, here in the Central Ohio area, so if that's something you're interested in, I'd say give them a look. They have a Facebook page, Twitter, all that fun stuff, the Ohio Bootleggers. They're going to play a team from Kentucky, Owensboro, Kentucky, this weekend, and they'll be in Kentucky, and it looks like that team draws a lot more than the Bootleggers do. Looks like they actually play in a real arena with thousands of fans, whereas the Ohio Bootleggers right now are struggling to get 100 people, though they've only played one game, so I guess I should cut them a break.
Harry, one of my Facebook friends has informed me that today is National Kiss Ginger Day. They have National Kiss or National Days for pretty much everything. I think we should have National Kiss a Brunette's Day because, as you can see on my live video, my hair is darker.
Well, you know, if there is a National Kiss a Brunette Day, does that mean I can just go out and randomly find attractive brunettes that I can kiss? Or is that still considered not kosher?
I want to thank my longtime associate, also a frequent caller to the show, not quite as geographically close as yourself, Harry, Nick CJ from Brecon in Wales in the United Kingdom.
Oh, my.
He is listening and watching. He's on the show from time to time. We love his cool accent and, of course, all of his fine insights and stories and wisecracks and other stuff. Greatly appreciated. My business associate, longtime friend Mark M., made a comment that is quite amusing about my video, and I'll ask you, watchers and fans and listeners, to look at my Facebook page and see exactly what the comment was, just to keep you in suspense, because it really is amusing, but I tell you, I think it's probably also true. We have about 6.5 minutes left today of the Adam the Computer Guy radio show, a twice-weekly feature here on The Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 FM. FM stands for Fantastic and Marvelous Radio, of course, or Frequency Modulation, officially, and WWGH1071.com, where you can listen anywhere in the great world that we live in. On the phone with me is my longtime friend, Facebook buddy, Twitter buddy, and sometime guest on the show, Mr. Harry Yeprum Jr. from the North Columbus area. Any other topics you wanted to discuss today, Harry? You're never a man who's short of discussion ideas.
Well, I guess before I get off of here, I would be remiss if I didn't mention my actual employer, my actual place that, believe it or not, people out there who know me on social media, yes, I actually do have a real job, and that would be with the Open Shelter, which is an agency in downtown Columbus helping the homeless and marginally housed. We try to help them with food, clothing, hygiene items, things to survive, but in doing that, we also try to provide supportive services as well regarding health and housing to get people back on their feet and back into society. And if you want to find out more about how you can help, actually the best place right now is facebook.com/theopenshelter, facebook.com/theopenshelter. We do have a regular website, theopenshelter.org. But that Facebook page actually is the best place to see the latest info on how you can help and what we're doing to help those in our community.
And last but not least, Harry, I'm sorry if once again it's a slight tooting of the horn, but that's how we roll here on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show. Yesterday you posted on Facebook that you needed a person to do some plumbing at your Yeprum residence, and I was able to help you with that. Coordinate it, not actually do it. I don't really install plumbing fixtures, but I could certainly coordinate and help and supervise and all that good stuff. What do you think the advantages of are when you post on Facebook, someone like yourself with a lot of followers and friends and people provide assistance and advice? Does that really help people out as a homeowner?
Well, obviously, I saw it in action last night. Yes, I'd like to thank you and Steve for getting our kitchen sink back together. Now we don't have to eat off of paper plates and use plastic forks anymore and go back to being civilized. But I think it's great. Facebook has what is now called recommendations, where if you post something like that, it will actually highlight the area you're looking in for the help. And people can provide links to businesses or highlight names of people that can help. So it's a great feature. I saw it in action last night. Saved a lot of money over calling one of those other places that may charge an arm and a leg. So great. And yes, thanks to you and your handyman Steve for fixing the sink and saving the day.
So one of the reasons why Facebook is so big and powerful and why Mark Zuckerberg has so much money, blah, 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 is that Facebook does so many different things. It's, of course, for showing photos of your cat or your man cave, etc. But to get recommendations from your Facebook friends for a handy person or, you know, computer tech or who knows whatever else, that's one of the best. And, again, as a homeowner where we have taxes due and other expenses, kind of a rough time of the year in the homeowner business, paying holiday bills, etc. Trying to save money and getting quality work is always something you want to do.
It's a blessing.
And the ability to get recommendations via Facebook is perhaps one of the most valuable things that you can use it for. And Facebook can just do so many different things. And that's probably why it's just so big. And the way that the Facebook people there in California have grown, what the social networks can do, help people out, have a little fun, make the world a better place. My hat goes off to them, and that's about my opinion of that particular aspect of Facebook. About 2 minutes left in the show, Harry. Before we bid a fair adieu and adios,
yes.
Anything else you'd like to share with our esteemed listeners?
Well, real quick, I probably should have mentioned this earlier because I imagine you have some opinions on it, and this may be great for a future show. I saw where the country of Norway has actually eliminated the FM band so that all broadcasters will now go to digital radio.
Or they can.
What is your opinion
online
of that?
Well, that means they can just listen online to us because they don't have any local stations on FM. So maybe the stations really aren't as good. Maybe we can interview the members. Well, Abba, they're from Sweden, but that's kind of near Norway. Or maybe the members of A-ha. They had that big tune called Take On Me, as well as a number 25 hit that I played when I was in radio back in the mid-80s. The Sun Always Shines on TV. They're from Norway. So maybe we can have them on the air because they can't be on the air in one of their Norwegian FM stations because there won't be any Norwegian FM stations.
That's right.
So maybe that's
actually
a good thing. Internet radio certainly is one way that broadcasters can do their broadcasting. And along with listening the old-fashioned way, it gives people versatility in how to listen to this great media source that we call radio. My show is about ready to end. Harry, thanks again for calling. We'll talk soon. Have a great rest of
you
your
too,
day,
sir.
And stay dry out there. Coming up next, we have the news and features, teasers of shows past, present, and future. News with Scott, obituaries with yours truly, and of course, weather, which is wet and warm for the most part today. Charlie Evers, our local broadcasting legend, is on after these 10 a.m. features until noon. Adam Lepp here. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next Tuesday. AdamTheComputerGuy.com.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 106.5.